Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent, any size, any time on their coffees. Jen is from Billerica. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, girl.
Pretty good. You're a nurse on your way to Brigham's?
I am, yes.
Nice. Where do you work? What part of the hospital?
I work in the OBGYN, the ambulatory setting, so all outpatient.
Wow.
Ooh, you see some stuff.
Yes, you do.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jen?
Yes. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Five trivia questions, all of them pop culture. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win the cash. She has now stepped out of our studio. She's over in the little soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. She's got 2,876 wins, only 241 losses. Question number one, Kenny Rogers turning 81 years old today. He taught us in life that you got to know when to hold them and you got to blank.
Got to know when to fold them.
Usain Bolt turning 33 today. He is a multiple-time Olympic gold medalist, sprinter, and often considered the fastest man of all time. Which country did he run for in the Olympics?
What was his name again?
Usain Bolt.
I don't know.
Question number three. Jim Gaffigan is one of the biggest stand-ups in the world right now, and he got that way without doing political humor. He says, and I quote, "I'm a doughy white guy, so I learned when I talk about politics, it makes people uncomfortable."
Feel ya.
He's most well-known for his bit about which microwavable snack?
He likes to eat.
Don't we all?
That boy can eat.
I'm going to say popcorn.
Question number four. Rumors are Christie Brinkley is going to compete on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. She was married to which popular musician from 1985 to 1994?
Billy Joel.
Question number five. Tracy Morgan has joined the cast of Coming to America, the sequel. Who starred with Eddie Murphy in the original as Prince Akeem's main servant that traveled with him to America?
Robin Williams?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Things we don't need for $100, Alex. That movie being remade.
I know, right? All right, let's see. I have 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy, for Jen.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers turning 81 today. He taught us in life that you got to know when to hold him and blank.
Know when to fold him.
Tied to one. Question number two. Usain Bolt turning 33 today. He is a multiple-time Olympic gold medalist and often considered the fastest man of all time. Which country did he run for in the Olympics?
Jamaica?
That is correct.
We have a bobsled team.
Imagine having that last name. Like, it's just destiny.
Bolt. 2-1. Jim Gaffigan is one of the biggest stand-ups in the world right now, Kennedy, and he got that way without doing political humor. He says, and I quote, "I'm a doughy white guy, so I learned when I talk about politics, it makes people uncomfortable." He is most well-known for one of his bits about a microwavable snack. What is it?
Hot Pockets.
It is Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Those broccoli and cheese Hot Pockets from back in the day. I lived on those things for years. Oh.
I saw him live and he closed with the Hot Pockets bit. Place went nuts. It was like Aerosmith was playing.
Yeah, right? and they finished with what? You know, Sweet Emotion or Love in an Elevator, right? 3-1. Question number four. Rumors are Christie Brinkley is going to compete on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. She was married to which popular musician from 1985 to 1994?
Billy Joel.
4-2. Question number five. Tracy Morgan has joined the cast of Coming to America, the sequel. Who co-starred with Eddie Murphy in the original?
Arsenio Hall.
Prince Akeem's main servant. Yes, that is correct. Woo! Nice job, Kennedy. 5-2 is the final score, Jen. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have four tickets to Lake Compounds. It is the premier family theme park and water park in New England and the oldest continuously operating amusement park in North America. You enjoy those tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Jen from Billericay, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. And Carrie is here for Redemption Week. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
So what was the score when you defeated Kennedy first time around?
5-3.
Ooh. Wow.
Smoke.
Drubbing.
She brought the smoke, Kennedy.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready, though.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Carrie, you know the routine. Kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Carrie, what is it you do for a living?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
Yep, now I remember. I do remember this. All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all of them pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. You could join a very illustrious group of people to have defeated Kennedy twice. It doesn't happen very often. She is now over there in that soundproof booth, and she cannot hear what's happening on the radio. Question number one. Patrick Dempsey was honored by the American Cancer Society for his charitable work. He was known as McDreamy on which television show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Today's National Poets Day. Who starred as the English teacher looking to inspire his students in Dead Poets Society?
Robin Williams.
Spider-Man Far From Home is being re-released over Labor Day weekend with 4 minutes of additional footage. Nope, not a cash grab at all.
Nope. And they'll make a ton of money for that, too.
I know, right?
Of course.
Which actor played Mysterio in Far From Home?
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Question number four. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are going to star in a fourth Matrix movie. The previous three films have earned $1.6 billion. What was Neo's mentor's name, played by Lawrence Fishburne?
Morpheus.
Question number five. Hostess is trying to capitalize on the pumpkin spice craze by releasing iced pumpkin cupcakes.
No, thank you.
Which of these snack cakes is not from Hostess? Ho-Hos, Ding Dongs, Swiss Rolls.
Swiss Rolls.
Swiss rolls? Okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
You are a wrecking ball,
Carrie.
Carrie,
go ahead. Little mouse.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Carrie, who defeated you 5-3 first time around, is back for Redemption Week. Carrie got 5 out of 5. Correct. Even she thinks it's awesome.
Sorry.
That
is a maniacal laugh.
She's like,
I have come to smoke you again. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay.
Patrick Dempsey was honored by the American Cancer Society for his charitable work. He was known as McDreamy on which television show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Today is National Poets Day. Who starred as the English teacher looking to inspire his students in Dead Poets Society?
Robin Williams.
Spider-Man Far From Home is being re-released over Labor Day weekend with 4 minutes of additional footage. Which actor played Mysterio in Far From Home?
Mysterio.
Gary.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Question number four. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are going to star in a fourth Matrix movie. The previous three films earned $1.6 billion. What was Neo's mentor's name, played by Lawrence Fishburne?
He's starting to believe.
Gary.
Gary.
Octavius. Ooh, I like that answer.
Question number five. Hostess is trying to capitalize on the pumpkin spice craze by releasing iced pumpkin cupcakes. Which of these snack cakes is not from Hostess? Ho-Hos, Ding Dongs, Swiss Rolls.
Does it really matter anymore?
Yes.
Swiss Rolls.
All right. You said Grey's Anatomy. That is correct. You said Robin Williams. Tied it too. Jake Gyllenhaal. That was a really good guess. That was a really good guess. You were surprised, weren't you? You got that one right. I'm going to skip over question number four.
Love it when you do that.
Question number five. Swiss rolls was correct, Kennedy.
Morpheus!
Morpheus was the correct answer. Carrie gets the win.
Yay!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We're changing the name for the rest of the week to Can't Be Carrie.
The hanger jersey up in the rafters.
I know.
Right?
Maybe Carrie can come in and help co-host while you're gone on vacation,
yep,
Kennedy.
Yeah, go for it.
The boss would love that so we don't give away any money.
She beat everybody.
I know, right? All right. So, obviously, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Zac Brown Band on September 1st at Fenway Park, so you enjoy that show, okay?
That's fantastic.
Hey, so whoops, much. Sorry, that was the wrong button. So, congratulations to you. Kennedy.
Yes.
You're used to saying this to Carrie. You've had a lot of practice. Would you like to say it again?
Just twist that knife.
Shade.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I could never beat Carrie.
Still love you, girl.
Love you back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. Angela is from Gloucester. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, girl.
And Angela's gonna have the greatest day ever because she's going to Winger Chic, which to me is top 10 beats in the world all time. Don't at me, bro.
That's great for you. I'm sorry that you think that.
North Shore.
Best peaches on the North Shore, baby. Let's
That's
go.
That's it.
It is.
Oh, Angela, sweetie.
All right, let's not get into all of this. Okay, all right.
You're going to have a great day.
We can all
All of a sudden,
agree.
North Shore versus South Shore's blood versus Crips. Angela, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy's got 2,877 wins, only 241 losses, and she is now over in that soundproof booth. Question number one. The first trailer for Rambo Last Blood has dropped. It comes out September 20th. It's a pretty apt title, if you think about it, I guess. What was the name of the first ever Rambo movie?
Rambo.
Question number two. Brody Jenner turning 36 years old today. Which popular MTV reality show that just got rebooted does he star in? Brody Jenner.
I don't know.
Question number three. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have hired a third nanny. Which actress played the nanny on the old TV show?
Fran Drescher.
Question number four. New Hollywood Game Night is set to air tonight on NBC. The host of Hollywood Game Night also played the character Sue Sylvester in Glee. Who is she?
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Question number five. Larry King has filed for divorce from his wife, Sean Southwick. They've been married since 1997. Sean is Larry's seventh wife. This was his eighth marriage. He married one woman twice, which is the same thing my mother did.
How
she married
that?
The same. She married the same guy twice.
Well, at least she's no quitter.
Yep. Let's see. What was the name of Larry's nightly TV show that he hosted on CNN for 25 years?
Larry King Live.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It happened to my mom because she went on a cruise and got married, and when she got back, she found out she was still married to the last dude, so she had to get
Oh, my goodness.
And then convince that guy. So. All right, Kennedy, Angela got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The first trailer for Rambo Last Blood has dropped. It comes out September 20th. What was the name of the first ever Rambo movie?
First Blood.
1-0. Question number two. Brody Jenner celebrating his 36th birthday. Which popular MTV reality show that just got rebooted does he star in?
The Hills.
2-0. Number three. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have hired a third nanny. Which actress played the nanny on the old TV show?
Fran Drescher.
That's an aggressive nanny to kid ratio.
Yeah.
Three nannies, one
No,
baby.
I think she's been through three. Like, it's one nanny.
She had three at once, just like circling around the one child.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met my son?
You gotta have
shifts. I wish I'd have gone through. Question number four. New Hollywood Game Night is set to air tonight on NBC. The host of Hollywood Game Night also played the character Sue Sylvester on Glee. Who is she?
Jane.
Goodall.
Curtin.
Mansfield. I don't know.
Jean. Lynch.
Lynch.
3-1. Question number 5. Larry King has filed for divorce from his wife, Shawn Southwick. This is Larry's 7th wife, but it was his 8th marriage.
Yes.
Kennedy. What is the name of Larry King's, or what was the name of Larry King's nightly TV show he hosted on CNN for 25 years?
Larry King Live?
That is correct. And you get the win, 4-2. I'm sorry, Angela. You don't get the cash, but you have a pair of concert tickets. Mary J. Blige and Nas, September 1st at the Xfinity Center. Sad news for you. You're going to have to drive all the way to the South Shore to see a concert.
It's better there. That's not South Shore.
Yeah, Mansfield and
that's
South
not South Shore.
That's not really?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Angela?
I'm Angela from Gloucester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.